This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's get Shannon in here. And anybody else wants to get in, 713-780-3776 on the HRNP caller line. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, good morning, John. I was just thought it was ironic. You mentioned Keegan-Michael Key. When we were hanging out with the players after the game, for a couple of hours, he basically was babysitting Drew's three boys. And I was able to visit with him, talk to him about what he had upcoming and stuff. And he was just a really nice, down-to-earth guy. And I don't know how his relationship got to be that way with Breeze, but he hung out with us for about 2 hours with all the players on the field and stuff, just talking. And I just thought I'd call and tell you that. I just thought it was ironic you brought up his name.
Did you while you were there? So I had drinks with a friend of mine who was on the who went on the field as well. During the last Saints game, was it last Saints game or was it after the Eagles?
No, it was after the NFC Championship game.
I'm trying to think of the one that my buddy told me the story. Did you see James Harden there?
No, I didn't see James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden was at one of the games. He had flown it. When was it? They were in L.A. When was it that James played in L.A.? Was it just this last week, right?
They weren't in L.A.
last. No,
they were in Orlando.
No, the Saints game was in New Orleans.
No, then it was. I think it was. Then it was 2 weeks ago. I think when they beat the Eagles, and James flew in after that. Got in at like 2:30 in the morning and went to the Saints game with the Adidas with some of the Adidas crew. He and James and James's people were at the Saints game. And you know who James is a big fan of?
No, I didn't know that.
John, but who do y'all think James' favorite player was on the team?
I have no idea.
Michael Thomas.
Okay.
I was going to throw Taysom Hill in there. Taysom Hill was a down-to-earth guy. Mormon, didn't drink anything, but he was cool. But I also had an interaction with Sean McVay. He was walking to the players' tunnel after the game. Heading out and shook his hand, and you want to talk about a smug, irritating, smirking little fella walking off the field.
I can't trust this. This is coming from Saints fans.
Yeah.
I like NFL to spit coach in his mouth while he sleeps.
Well, that's not true anymore.
Well, no, you kind of is. There's a reason there's a reason he's smug, because after he won the NFC Championship, in his second year as head coach, he's going home to his Russian model, okay? So there's kind of a reason to be smug, if you want to know the truth, Shannon. So there's that. Yeah, maybe he's got a little confidence, probably, because he's going to the Super Bowl in his second year as a head coach. So, yeah. And then the Russian model thing. So he's doing okay. He's doing just fine. Ian, our buddy Ian, was at the game last night at James Harden's 61-point game in Madison Square Garden. We heard him screaming. Congratulations, Ian, there. What else is going on? Oh, did you see Derek Carr? So, do you got the Max Kellerman? You got the sound? Okay, Dell's going to play the sound. And here... I have a feeling, and you brought up Skip Bayless. He's ruined sports for all of us, because now every show, including a show I'm going to be, actually a show that I'm going to be taping at Rustic at noon, if anybody wants to come and have lunch and watch the show.
Where you and Paul Gallant fake argue about stuff.
No, we don't fake argue. I mean, they're a little disappointed in us in that we don't do a Skip Bayless. Because I told I'm not doing that. I'm not making up. I'm not Skip Bayless. I'm just not making up takes so that I can have a different side than Paul. And we do agree on a lot more stuff. Although, I'm a lot smarter than Paul. But here's the deal: is that Max Kellerman and Skip Bayless were talking about Kyler Murray,
Stephen A.
What did I say? Oh, and Skip Bayless. Yeah, and Stephen A. were talking about Kyler Murray. And here is Max Kellerman's take that Dell is trying to bring up, and I'm trying to stall while Dell brings it up because Dell apparently is his linguistics class. He's grading papers or something, and he can't.
I really need to know more about this. I can't believe I don't know about this.
But his linguistics class, yeah. He's teaching linguistics at the Juilliard School or something. Anyway, so, Max Kellerman ripped Derek Carr. And Derek Carr shot back. Derek Carr is not a big fan of these two. They talked about him in the past. And here's Max Kellerman talking about drafting Kyler Murray.
You can see, just like, you know, different players get called out for taking plays off, you can see where a quarterback don't want it. You know, Carr didn't want it. And I think Gruden knows they got to move on. And the question is, can they get anything for him? Is he a placeholder until they find the next guy? How long will it take to develop the next guy? And Kyler Murray, if you could grab him in the draft, hell yeah.
So he didn't want it. Derek Carr did not want it. Now, I think there's probably a lot of things that you can say about Derek Carr, you know, crying on the ground, or he didn't play well, he didn't throw the ball well, or whatever the case may be. But when you say a guy doesn't want it, I mean, honestly, are you in the lock? Are you watching how much the guy works? Are you just talking out your ass if you want to know the truth? And Max Kellerman is just talking out his ass.
Probably more ass talk.
Yeah, honestly, how can you say a guy he doesn't want it? Chance had the funniest tweet after the AFC Championship game. He said the Chiefs didn't want it. Okay, yeah, talking about guys not wanting it, really? Are you grinding on film the way he is? Well, Derek Carr came back at him, and he said, I'd love to sit down and watch film with these clowns to show you just how little they know about our sport, yet they can talk all of this stuff. And then he tweeted Dana White, and he wants to set up a UFC fight with him. Maybe, I'm not sure that, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen, but, and it's not going to shut him up. I mean, Derek Carr, Max Kellerman, for all you know about boxing, I'm pretty sure Derek Carr is going to whip your ass. I'm pretty sure. But
why do we have quarterbacks out here challenging guys to UFC fights, tagging UFC, tagging Dana White? Honestly, if this story had come out and you didn't know who the quarterback was, how long would it have taken you to if I had just said a quarterback is trying to challenge the host of First Take to a fight? Would you have gotten into the 20s before you said Derek Carr?
Well, it would have started with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
Baker would have been first.
All right, who are your top five who would you feel like would have that kind of energy to challenge? I mean, Baker's first. Obviously,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I could see. Actually, Baker was probably prompting him. You know, hey, why don't you fight him?
Oh, you know, he was in the DMs. Like, you should fight those guys.
You should fight. Hey, you should fight those guys. There's no question.
Could see Ben Roethlisberger maybe getting fed up. I'd put him like around 5-ish, maybe.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins wouldn't say that.
No, Kirk Cousins wouldn't say that. Who else? I'm looking through all the core. Oh, maybe Bortles. He might be fed up with everybody.
Yeah, I could see Bortles.
Cam?
Yeah, I could see Cam. Cam would probably be two.
Cam might be two.
May love Cam. I don't even know. But Cam's the kind of guy that might do
Bortles
that.
Might be up there. What about Big Philly?
I thought about that. I don't know where I stand on Big Philly. He doesn't really hold back on anything, so it could be him.
It could be. Stafford?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't feel like that's a Stafford thing.
Yeah, I guess. No, then I think you could get to, I'm pretty sure you could get to Derek Carr. Flacco? Maybe Flacco.
Maybe.
Maybe because he's fed up with everybody.
Tannehill doesn't have that kind of juice, does he?
No.
That kind of fire, does he, Del?
No. Del's shaking his head, no.
That's probably it.
Josh Rosen?
Yeah, I could see Josh doing something like that.
Yeah. But then I think, but Well, I mean, I probably just about fed up. But these guys have attacked Derek Carr before, so he was like, okay, that's enough. And how stupid is that? Derek Carr doesn't want it. I mean, really? Really? Dude? Doesn't want it? Was it last year or the year before? Somebody went and they did a day with Derek Carr, and it starts at 4 a.m. And he's in the offices, and he's grinding on tape, and he's working his ass, and he's always the first one there, and he beats the coaching staff there, and he just can't get enough football.
I feel like that might be, but I feel like when Max said it, it might be kind of a colloquialism where he's not saying he doesn't want to be great or he doesn't want to, like when it comes right down to it and you've got to make those big plays and you got to be the leader of the team and all that stuff, he doesn't want it, meaning I think it's maybe he's using it as a term, which is kind of, it's not so literal as it is he's not about that life. Like I don't know, Dell, I don't know if you might see that, but I feel like that might be kind of what Max, and you know what, honestly, when the heat really gets turned up on Derek, he has not performed well. And he hasn't handled pressure all that well either. And he's breaking now. This is a great example of it.
Unfortunately for him, he led him to the playoffs, and then he got hurt. You know,
how many good years has Derek Carr had?
One and a half.
We gave Derek a pass because he had that year, and I was like, man, the Texans could have had Derek Carr. This stinks. And ever since then, it's not really been that good.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been good. There's no question about it.
But, I mean, him doing this doesn't – he's obviously tired of hearing it all. He's fed up. But I feel like Derek is not handling this exceptionally well. I get being upset about this, but let's face it. You're not Gruden's quarterback. Gruden is going to look for a quarterback. That's the truth.
Well, he has said he has, but we'll see. I mean, you got to put your money where your mouth is. If they go and they draft Kyler Murray, then he was lying. And I could see Gruden lying. There's no question about that. I mean, he's not going to give away his hand, too. So, but after 1 year, I don't know. He has said he's my guy, and maybe because of his work ethic. Raheel says, well, maybe his work ethic might be great, but he's doing it incorrectly because he looks like crap. I mean, you can put in Blake Bortles. I don't know how much work he puts in. He's just not very good at it.
Here's the question. Is Raheel, if Max Kellerman starts slandering Raheel because of his missed three-pointers, whenever he had that three-point shooting thing with my bookie, is he going to come after Max Kellerman?
Well, sure.
Is he going to start adding these guys?
Yeah, he's going to come after Max Kellerman. Well, here's a pretty good point. Why is so much attention given to Drew Brees playing with his kids? Believe it or not, dads playing with their kids happens all around the world, not just after NFC championship games, except Dell's dad. That's a pretty that is actually accurate. Well, if your dad, Dell, says he's going to play with you, you're in trouble. Something's happened. You're probably deported.
Yeah, my dad never said, hey, let's work on this. Like when he got me into soccer, it was like, hey, go out there and work on that. It wasn't like, I'm going to come out there and work with you. So if my dad was like, hey, we're going to go out to the park, I'm like, what's happening?
Maybe, what's going on? Maybe I am Dell's dad.
He was never that active.
Maybe I am Dell's dad.
You might be. Just, hey, kids,
dad,
go.
You want to play catch? Nope. Hey, dad, you want to throw ground balls? Sure don't. You got too much traffic in the street. In this yard, it's just too bumpy. You want to throw the football? For what? For who?
Mm-hmm. I hit him with Ricky Waters and your own kids?
Yeah, that's right. I hit him with that all the time. Hey, Dad, let's go play. Let's go to Dave and Buster's. I'm like, for what? For who?
For us. For what? For me.
Ricky Waters?
Right. Yeah.
Ricky, you want Ricky Waters on your kids?
No, I'm just doing that for the show.
Oh, Jameis Winston would fight? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Jameis.
Well, Jameis is on that list. Absolutely.
Jameis, Cam, Baker. What about Carson Wentz? Torrey Andrews said Carson Wentz. It sounds like a weird deal took place in Philadelphia where there's some off-brand Philadelphia, local publication you can pick up off the streets, I guess, was basically, inside sources say Carson Wentz is super selfish and all this.
Yeah.
And then all of the biggest names on the teams came out and went, nope.
Nope. Yeah, that's wrong.
Go get a different source.
Yep. And then, and Trent Brown came out and said yesterday, all this crap about the Patriots. Yeah, we have a lot of fun here. So you can shut up about that stuff. We got
to think there 1 year. He's a free agent. He's trying to get paid.
That yeah, could be good for him. And I hope he gets paid here. I'm talking right now about Jeff Aaronoff, though. I'm done talking to Lance. I'm talking to Jeff Aaronoff right now. Jeff, get to work and put some countertops in. Do me a favor. Do me a favor and do it at whatever business or do it at whatever home. And if you have a business and your countertops are shungat or your vanity in your bathroom, shungat, well, what you need is Jeff Aaronoff. We get it new, looking nice. I don't know if vanities are made of marble. Probably. I think you could probably get a marble vanity. I'm not sure, though. Or a countertop. I don't know what they're made of. I really don't. Jeff Aaronoff does because he does that every day. I don't do it ever. I've never done it. What I think, though, is that if you need any of this stuff, then you call Jeff Aaronoff because he'll put that in, that outdoor patio, that tile, that kitchen, whatever it is. Jeff Aaronoff will do it. From entire hotels to just yours in your bathroom. Give him a call, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. You're going to love it. Jeff Aaronoff at Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we are back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. A little game going to be played. Not this weekend. Closing in on this weekend, but next weekend. Makes the Super Bowl bigger when it's 2 weeks away. Derek wants to talk about that here. Maybe it's Derek Carr wants to talk about it on the show as opposed to with Max Kellerman. What do you say, Derek?
Hey, what's going on? Zierlein in there with you?
He's here.
Hey, Zierlein, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, Derek? Your Patriots
don't
are there again.
Don't get quiet now. Don't get quiet now. Hey, oh, I love God. You, Zierlein. You my dude, but check me out. Been knowing you about 6 years, and four out of them 6 years, we got a chance to watch the greatest. Now, I called you 2 weeks ago and told you the line will be drawn in the sand. But I like to say once again, Zierlein, you're on the other end of an I told you so. I told you they was going back to the Super Bowl. I told you that last year. And let me tell you something else. They're going again next year until Brady is tired of this. Now, Zierlein, I'll be fair. That was a very good game, okay? That was extraordinary two games, AFC-NFC championship. At the end of the day, the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl and the Rams are going to the Super Bowl. This is going to be a very good game. I'll ask you now, before February the 4th, I have to call back up here and tell you you were wrong. And you need to pick today, not tomorrow. Cause
good. I'm going the other way.
Win today.
I'm going Rams.
Huh?
I'm going Rams. Good. I'm going to fade the Patriots again. I'm going Rams.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's right. Because here's what we're doing. Rams get their revenge. Rams revenge.
Which one?
Rams revenge. I like money. Rams.
All right. Thanks, Derek. 713-780-3776.
I mean, we appreciate, you know, I guess this back and forth. That's been going on for the last,
Six
I don't know,
years.
Feels like you guys.
Zierlein!
It's the same call every
Zierlein,
time.
Zierlein, it's the same does, call.
Zierlein, does
At
Derek have Twitter?
Is Zierlein there? He's listening to the show. Is Zierlein? I don't know. Is Zierlein there?
Zierlein, does Derek have Twitter? Do you know? Does he get at you?
Why don't you just, you two just
I
talk on
does,
Twitter?
Yeah.
Why don't you DM each other?
Yeah.
Slide into each other's DMs.
And have this conversation.
Stop it. Stop it.
Derek, slide into Lance's DMs.
Yeah, we'd slide in.
Do you know Michael Connor used to just hang up on him when he called? As soon as he started talking,
he's
Michael would
terrible.
Let him get
he's
on.
He's the worst caller we have.
Are you sure?
I'd rather Gilbert call in.
Well, yeah, that's at least that's
it
entertaining.
Would be better. Oh, my God. Gilbert got rave reviews yesterday.
Yeah, with his ad drop.
His ad. Did you tape? Do we have
I don't think. Are we allowed to play a Sunnisky sport? Is Todd going to be good with that?
It doesn't matter. It's the best commercial we've ever done here.
I don't know if it's. I don't think it's legal.
It's illegal, but he doesn't work here, so we're okay.
Yeah. So Gilbert's trying to get Plugola. Go after Gilbert. Go get it. Okay?
I just hope that you and Derek find a way to have this conversation off the air.
Why don't you two get a bed and breakfast somewhere? Okay?
That's fine. I'm on the other side of the Patriots. Why are y'all upset?
Because you come. No, apparently, he can only talk to you about this.
Hey, blame it on Bob Sutton.
Next time there's a Derek up there, Dale, remind me.
Okay.
To not go to it.
So anyone who has the actual name Derek, don't call in with that name because John's not going to take your call, even if you're not this Derek.
Can you call yourself D?
That's questionable.
Or what about D-Rock? D-Rock.
No.
Yes, you can call yourself D-Rock.
Well,
is there a line there?
Don't hate.
What the? Is there a line there?
Of course he's here. Well, I won't say of course. There's always a question of whether he's here or not. But he's been on the show for the last hour and a half. Yeah. Of course he's here.
Why are you guys hating?
Terrible radio?
It's atrocious. That's why we're hating.
All right, let's take a break.
Derek, this is now two stations that this has happened to you. I don't know why this is happening.
It's pretty clear. I'm not like Michael Connor at all. Well, maybe a little bit like Michael. I'm ornery, but I'm not like Michael Connor.
You're ornery just like him.
We have our differences, and we both don't want Derek on anymore.
Right. Yeah. So there's where you two have common ground.
Yeah.
All right, here's where I got some
common. The primary difference between you two, if Michael's dad said, let's go for ice cream, he's going for ice cream, and he's not going to Nigeria.
Yeah, Michael's lived a privileged life.
Ice cream.
He is white, isn't he?
Well, I'm just mean. All of you guys are privileged when it compares to me.
Is it Michael? Is it Michael that's ginger?
Yeah, he's the soulless person over there.
Yes.
But all of you have lived a privileged life compared to me because when your dads have said ice cream, it probably meant ice cream.
My dad never said ice cream. He said, let's go to the bar.
Well, and it meant you go into the bar. I can never trust what my dad means when he says something.
Ice cream at back. Hey, Dad, why do you have that blue? Why do you have that blue little folded up notepad, that small little notebook? I just keep your passport with me at all times. Why do you have that little blue notebook in with you? It's nothing. Let's go get Swirl.
They didn't have Swirl.
My dad had
Mr. Softy.
My dad had a passport and a switch in each hand, and you could never know what was going to come your way. You just knew it was bad.
Well,
passport and a switch.
I'm going to take the switch, Dad.
Yeah, I don't want.
When the switch is the switch is a better option.
And he's got his hands behind his back. Pick a hand.
Can I just pick the switch hand? I don't want to play this game.
829 ESPN 97.5. GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. That's what I need you to do. I need you to go to GimmeTheVin.com. GimmeTheVin.com is John Clay Wolf's baby, and it is, wow. It is unbelievable how huge this thing is. He's got, like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know how many employees. All I know is he's buying more than a few thousand cars a month, and then he sells them at auction or at dealerships, and they're buying, and it's a great deal. But here's the thing is, he's not afraid to pay more. He's not afraid to pay more than anybody else because he's guaranteeing it. If he can't beat CarMax, if he can't beat Texas Direct Auto, he's giving you $100. So you know you're going armed to that dealership, wherever it is, whatever it is, and you've got the best price that you're going to get. And if not, boop, $100 in your pocket. And then you get a better price. That's unbelievable, isn't it? If he can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, $100 in your pocket. So you know you're getting it at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So if you haven't seen it, you got to go to my Twitter feed, or Lance, he retweeted it as well, Devour Frozen Food. It's really good. It's a commercial that will not air during the Super Bowl.
The one move?
Yeah.
The browser move where you close your browser. You close your lid down fast.
What about when he's stirring up the mac and cheese?
Yeah, you can't tell that he's stirring mac and cheese.
No,
yeah.
It didn't look like stirring up mac and cheese. Not looked like first. The guy ringing the cowbell.
Yep.
Or ringing that bell during the football game.
Yeah, Texas Tech bell ringer.
Yep.
That guy's there forever.
Yep. So we got more transfers going on here. Virginia Tech leaving. Virginia Tech is a hot mess, huh, Del?
Yeah. You've got the quarterback who was rumored to be transferring last offseason. That appears to be a definite. Josh Jackson, who missed most of the year because of an injury.
Josh is going now?
Yeah, it looks like it. He was supposed to go. He might have. He almost went last year. You got Hill, who was kicked off the team, defensive end, after the Old Dominion game because he took to Twitter to rant about the coaches and his team. That guy was already gone, but it looks like he's going to transfer to Miami. It's been a mess for them. Justin Fuente, a guy who doesn't particularly like to recruit very much, the whole lifeblood of college football thing.
Well, that's the bad thing if you're a college coach.
Yeah, now he's losing the guys he actually was able to bring in. So he was a hot name coming out of Memphis. Got to the ACC title game, I think, in his first year, or at least had – maybe not that, but he had a pretty good year his first year. It's been all downhill, really, since.
So Josh Jackson will be able to play right away, right, because he's going to be a graduate?
Yeah, if he's a grad transfer.
And he's from Michigan. His dad is a coach at Michigan.
How is he a grad transfer when he was a freshman just 2 years ago?
Well, the last year would have been his redshirt sophomore year. So yeah. If you can graduate in three years.
Three.
Yeah.
Man, that's fast. Who does that?
A few guys. What about
my wife did, actually. She graduated in 3 years.
Right, Christian Wilkins.
Yep, Christian Wilkins has a master's already.
How about that?
What the hell?
And I was, just to clean it up, Virginia Tech and Justin Fuente's first year made the ACC title game. Lost to Deshaun's team as Clemson was on their way to the national title game. So, 10-4 his first year. Been downhill since for them. Not a bad year, 17, but 6-7. Remember, they had to schedule one more game to get to bowl eligibility after the season was supposed to be over. They, played on Championship Saturday. They scheduled a game to get to bowl eligibility to keep that streak alive. Then they went on to lose. So I don't think he's lived up to the at least the hype when he came from Memphis.
No. And, you know, something that's going to probably happen for a lot of these programs, I know Penn State is feeling it too, is when you get a locker room and you start getting guys who – chitter chat back and forth. I think you're going to start having mass, that's just going to be the way locker rooms are now. Yeah, let's leave. Yeah. And then you'll have groups of, it's not just going to be one, it's going to be like 5 to 7 now.
Yeah.
We'll take off and go transfer. So you're going to have mass exoduses from programs when they get, just a little salty with the coaching staff. Instead of sticking it out, there's going to be a lot of, I'll show you, and they'll just take off.
Well, this is becoming the new JUCO signings. It's transfer, Matt.
That's what everyone wanted was mass free agency. So good. Yep. Let's make it as much like pro sports.
Here's the deal. I mean, all these guys, they wanted. There's no reason that they can't go. I mean, they spent 3 or 4 years already at this place, and it hasn't worked out. They don't. It's not what they wanted. It's not. So there's no reason that they can't. That they shouldn't be
or
able to
one.
Go.
Or 1 year, not just 3 or 4 for.
Well, if it's one year, you're not playing immediately.
You don't play right away. So, I mean, that's always been the case. 1 year and you're going to go, you can go. I mean, that's always been the case. But the grad transfer thing is becoming huge. Ben Hicks is going from SMU to Arkansas. Devon Modster, UCLA to Cal.
The grad transfer. I'm talking about mass transfers in the transfer portal, period.
Well, you know what? There were probably more than you ever realized.
Yeah, they just didn't have free reign to go anywhere because coaches could decide where you want to go, but they could always leave.
No. I saw the other. No, there's way more. There's substantially more.
Yeah, because coaches can't block them anymore.
Yeah, right. Because coaches can't be a-holes and block 44 schools like Gundy did. Right. I mean, that's ridiculous. No, he blocked. It was 37 schools he blocked.
For West Lunt?
West Lunt.
You're afraid of West Lunt?
Yeah.
West no Lunt. One's afraid of West Lunt.
West Lunt couldn't do anything.
Well, and the only place he could go is Illinois. I mean, basically, that was the only. And he's from Illinois. So he said, okay, well, you can go to Illinois. Well, thank you. Otherwise,
well, we'll go get your man's. That's on you, John. That's your man's.
Yeah.
Doing
No. Jordan Travis from Louisville to Florida State. Jack Tuttle from Utah to Indiana. Alex Delton, Kansas State to TCU.
Who are any of these people? I've never even heard of these
people. Well, you heard of Alex Delton. He played at Kansas State. You heard of Sean Robinson. He was really terrible at TCU. Ben Hicks went from SMU to Arkansas.
Oh, Robinson's the quarterback?
Yeah. These are all quarterbacks.
Ben Hicks transfers to Arkansas because his former coach at SMU.
Right.
What's his name? Now I'm blanking on the guy's name.
Chad Moore
is now at Arkansas. He's going to go play for his former coach.
Now you'll see Hunter Johnson, who transferred last year, go from Clemson to Northwestern, and Jacob Eason from Georgia to Washington.
Yeah, taking over for Jake Browning.
Yeah.
That's been in the works for a long time.
Yeah. Well, he transferred last year. He didn't grad transfer. He was on their team, couldn't play. He had to sit a year.
Yeah, which is why he went there. So
yeah.
We'll see. Jacob Eason is actually kind of an interesting one that I might have to watch this summer because he's got, you know, Jake Browning's got no heat at all draft wise. Nothing. Doesn't have much of an arm. No heat. Trace McSorley's headed down. Will Greer's headed down. This draft class of quarterbacks, which at one point looked like I might have some decent depth, it's starting to really trend downward, and which is going to push up, you know, Kyler Murray, Haskins, and Daniel Jones and Drew Lock. Those are the four who are going to be pushed up. And I think those are going to be considered the quote unquote big four. I don't think there's going to be a fifth.
Name the order right now.
How I think they'll get drafted. I think they'll get drafted. Haskins one. It's going to be interesting. Locke could. I'm gonna have to dig around to see what teams think of Locke.
I think Locke will go one.
He's got the physical. He's got the arm talent, and there are some things that I think people are going to like about him. Although he's kind of a doughy faced guy, he's very much like Matt Stafford. When you see him, you'd be surprised. He just Google a picture of him. His bio. You're going to see that Lance Berkman face. Even though he was a Division I caliber basketball player,
why should that affect his draft status?
It shouldn't, but just
got
people
fat
get
Lance Berkman face.
Well, people get like they think Matt Stafford is kind of pudgy, and he's not. He just has a case of a bulldog face.
I don't know why that has anything to do with his draft stock.
Sometimes you just have that.
Look at Lance Berkman with all his home runs. Don't you wish? Okay, aren't you glad the Astros drafted him first?
I was looking through Lance's numbers yesterday on Baseball Reference. Do you know that he came in as a pinch runner? His first 2 years, he had pinch run appearances. People brought him in to run.
You know why?
He always told us he was super fast.
He's the big puma.
Yeah, he told us he was really fast. He was really sneaky fast.
Yeah.
No, I would say it's going to go like this. My guess is it's going to go, when it's all said and done, I think people will be seeing it like I see it. I think it's going to be Haskins, Locke, Murray, then Jones 4. And Jones has got all the hype right now, but I don't know. It could be Locke 4. It could be Murray 4. Some people think it's not going to be Haskins 1. There's not a ton of love for Haskins that I've heard so far because he throws so funky. There's a question about can he have repeatable throwing motion to help with accuracy. Imagine this. There's not a lot of excitement about the Ohio State quarterbacking.
Man, all he did was set records there, but can't throw the football.
Repeatable motion.
You know what's repeatable?
Tell it to Timmy Chang.
Yeah. You know what's repeatable? He's not more physically talented than Timmy Chang.
No.
Tell it to the quarterbacks from Ohio State.
You know what's repeatable? Standing in the pocket and throwing the football accurately.
You know
like
what's repeatable?
Haskins does.
You know what's repeatable? Racism.
Well, might be the most right on thing you've ever said.
Do you know that draft commenters, draft analysts are terrified all the time because they know that they're not allowed to say anything negative of black quarterbacks. Now,
what's
like,
his comparison?
What are you going to compare him to?
I'm not allowed to. I have to find a white quarterback. I've already been told, like, you can't. I'm like, well, you know, he actually, it's a lot like Jameis where he takes certain chances.
No.
Yeah, he is. Not mobile in the pocket. He's got arm talent. He's got a good football IQ in terms of his vision of the field. He takes too many chances with certain throws. Listen,
Jameis was a Heisman Trophy winner. You can't compare him.
Doesn't move around the pocket well at all. My editor goes, nope. What about Ben? I was like, are you Ben, the mobile quarterback who can't be sacked? Come on.
What about if you compared him to Jameis, but you said
I switched it. You know who I made it?
Sands without the rape allegation. Would that be okay?
No, I'm not allowed
to do
that
either.
Who'd
you make it? You made it.
Daniel Jeremiah helped me on this one. Drew Bledsoe.
Hmm.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
So you mean the first
Big
overall
guy.
Pick?
Yeah.
Big guy. Arm talent. Not mobile. That's not bad.
can't. That's so.
You had to go get your woke buddy.
You can't compare him to the guy he's most comparable to.
Hold on, John. Let's delve into.
John, it's 100% true. I compared Andy Isabella to white wide. No, you're not allowed to. I've got to like.
Yeah, I told you Devon Vest.
Well, Andy Isabella though is like a 4'2" guy, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the difference.
Antonio Brown.
And I'm also finding out Andy Isabella is not the pass catcher that I had previously thought.
Oh, you assumed? Like you assumed he was a great pass catcher? Why?
You know who he is, Del? Racing. You know who he is? He's Braxton Berrios without the hands.
Well, that's not a good thing because all Braxton had was hands.
29-inch arms. He's got these little alligator arms, these small hands. Now, he's super fast. Andy Isabella is like the fastest white kid I've ever seen in my life, ever. In history.
Well, and it's almost comparable. He's almost got the same numbers as Hunter Renfrow. I mean, as far as 29-inch arms. And,
oh, yeah, yeah. The height's the same.
Yeah.
The difference, the weight, he's better put together. He's 186. No one can guard Hunter. It's hard to guard. I shouldn't say nobody can guard. It's hard to guard Hunter Renfrow out here in one-on-ones, except the big, like when he gets a big corner like Lonnie Johnson on him, it's a nightmare for
him. Well,
Hunter
Patriots Renfrow. Just troll us again. And just draft him.
I'm glad you reminded me of this. So there's these three draftnik types that are trying to do interviews with Andy Isabella because he's one of the sweethearts of the draft community. And they're like, Andy,
by the way, he's a UMass slot receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He beat Denzel Ward in the 100 meter. He's the state champ in 100 and 200 meters in Ohio. He ran a 6'7", 60 meters. Like, this guy's expected to run a 4.3 40 at the combine. He may break the record for fastest 10-yard split. He's unbelievably fast, but he's also he's also 5'9" and 186 pounds with small hands and short arms. So anyway, but he's super fast. So I'm watching these draft guys sit there and they're talking to Andy and they're doing these interviews with their phone and they're going to post it on their draft websites. And this Patriot scout is there, and he's getting so pissed off because he wants to talk to Isabella, but these draftniks keep trying to interview him on the field after practice. And it's kind of a known deal that you let the teams handle their business first with these players. And then if you're going to do an interview, you try to because this is their – and so this guy goes, you got to be kidding me. Like he starts F-bombing like under his breath. He's so mad that he can't – and he's got a Patriot beanie. I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. A Patriot scout is getting ready to talk to Andy Isabella, which everyone already assumes he's going to be a Patriot. We already kind of know it's going to happen. And he's getting so mad. And I said, bleep those guys. Get in there and get him. And he goes, right? Can you believe this? We might draft the kid. And they're sitting there, these guys, and I'm like, yeah, I know you're going to draft. We all know you're going to draft the kid. Mm-hmm. And then I finally went over to the draft guys, and I said, hey, yeah, I tell one of them, I said, hey, got to wrap it up. The team wants to talk to him. This is his kid's money. Like, you got to let him, this is his money. Don't mess with his money right now by not letting him talk to a team who needs to get information on him.
Well, hey, I want you to not mess with my money. Yesterday, nobody messed with my money.
Where were you?
I was in the money.
You got in the money again?
Oh, yeah. I got fourth place money.
That's
I'm
good.
I'm gonna take it.
Oh, it's PLO. You were in Pot Limit Omaha.
Yeah. And that's tomorrow we're gonna play for 10,000, 10 large at Prime Social. Okay, that's the guaranteed money, and it might be more because it's a lot of time. Hey, a lot of times on Fridays it'll be more, and with a $10,000 guarantee. Oh, what about 30,000 on Saturday? What? 30,000 guaranteed pot on Saturday. That is going to be huge. So I might start in at All In for ALS and run over to Prime and get it twice. Yeah.
Well, listen, there's a philosopher from he originally started with Wu-Tang Clan. His name was Old Dirty Bastard, and he once made a comment that and he just said, "Give me my money," and that's what I feel like needs to happen for you guys tomorrow when we play poker at the 1-year anniversary of Prime Social. Just give me my money. Come on out. Put your chip in. Get in. Come try to take my bounty or John's bounty for $100. If you knock us out, you get to keep the $100. And there you go. And you've now paid for your entry into it. But tomorrow, we've got a $10,000 guaranteed pot. That means that's going to be sweet cash, a sweet amount of cash that's going to be there at the final table. And on top of that, the very next day, you need to make it a Friday, Saturday event because the very next day, $30,000 guarantee in the pot. For you in a no limit hold'em matchup starting at 2:00. Tomorrow's noon. On Saturday, it's 2:00. PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, let's do it now, though. Okay. That's from 9 to 11, 9 to 11. We got a lot of boxing to give away. Golden Boy Boxing presents the WBO Junior Middleweight World Championship. Pair of tickets to see the world's most feared fighter, Mexico's undefeated, Jaime Munguia. Munguia. Is it Jamie? Is it Jaime? No one. But he is the world's most feared boxer.
He's so fearful, we don't even know who he is.
I'm scared to even say his name.
Yeah, that's how scared we are.
Yeah. He's defending his coveted world title against Japan's undefeated Takeshi Inoue. Plus, Jesus Rojas versus Zukan. This Saturday, live at Toyota Center. Tickets start as low as $25. We got two. We got two to give away right here. Yeah. And then we got another two to give away in a little bit.
So, they're both for this show. So, do you want to give away four pairs of tickets, two per caller?
Two and two?
Two and two.
Let's do it.
So,
call number 8 and 10.
8 and 10.
ToyotaCenter.com. ToyotaCenter.com.
And if you weren't clear, they're boxing tickets.
Yeah, that's pretty unclear on this.
Because we don't know the names. But it is boxing tickets.
Oh, I know this. It's going to be interesting. Jaime Munguia and Takeshi Inoue. Lance, are you going?
Not now. Roger won't let me. Way to go.
Oh.
There's no way Roger's letting me go to this event now.
Oh.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Oliver Luck's going to join us in studio February 5th right here on ESPN 97.5. So look forward to that. Make sure you're here.
The commissioner of the XFL.
XFL commissioner.
Is he allowed in the city after what his son did to the Texans?
Yeah, he's allowed here. Now, Andrew's not allowed back. What he did to our team.
I feel like he committed a crime.
Yeah. Looked like he had a switch in one hand and a passport in the other.
Oh, he sent the Texan fishing. He did do that. I don't know if it's out of the country, but he did send them on vacation.
He did send them on vacation. Beat it. Beat it, Texans. I had terrible. Why do we have to even think about that? Why do we even have to think about it? All right. So I don't know if you heard, James Harden scored 61 last night, Lance.
That's an all-time record.
An all-time Rockets record. He holds the four highest scoring games in Rockets history. 61, 60, 58, and 57, which is tied for... Calvin Murphy had the record for 40 years. And James has four tied or higher. That is... I mean, I'm going to put it this way. He's a good scorer. All right? Mm-hmm. And when you see a game like that, you go, maybe Daryl's right. I don't know.
About what?
About him being the greatest scorer, of all time, the most difficult to stop.
I mean, he's up there pretty high.
He's making a case, that's for sure.
He can shoot with range, he can finish, and he makes free throws, and then he can get assists to counter what defenses do to him. So it's hard not to consider him one of the top guys of all time. It is. And being a top scorer, that doesn't mean you have to give in and say he's the best basketball player, better than Olajuwon or anything like that, if that's a problem for you. But you can't admit to the fact, if you're not a James Harden guy or if you don't want to buy all the way in, that he is a special – and, John, you're this way. I don't think you buy all the way in on James. I don't buy all the way in on, you know, James in terms of comparing him to all-time greats within the organization, like most notably Dream. But when it comes to his ability as an offensive player – I mean, he's just special. He is just a special, special offensive talent.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. Okay, I'm going to send you this, Dell. We got to play this. There's absolutely. I mean, it's Greg Popovich. Go to Barstool, Dell, and the first story, and play it, and let's see if that it's real, because it is. It is something that is special. Did you see Victor Oladipo's injury last night?
Ooh, was that bad?
That is horrific. That is something that you never, ever want to actually see. Victor Oladipo done. Season-ending knee surgery needed now. And it's gruesome. You don't. That's just stop already. So there goes that team. I want to tell you this. I mean, after seeing Philadelphia, I'm not sure that people can't compete right now. That people are, that the East can't compete. That Toronto and Boston and Philadelphia aren't right up there with the best. I mean, and it hasn't. You haven't been able to. When was the last time you got to the East team as one of the top teams?
I think they're very competitive. I still think the Warriors are very much in their New England Patriot phase,
mm-hmm.
where they're just going to keep on rolling. But I completely agree with you, and I think Toronto. I have the utmost respect for Kawhi Leonard. Probably, maybe more than any other player in the league, I respect Kawhi because when he's out there playing, there is a level of consistency that he plays at and that he raises his teammates to. And they didn't have I don't think they had the heart in Toronto to make the run last year. Obviously, this year they got their heart, and he is the one that's going to provide the heartbeat to Toronto. So we know that. Boston's talented but fragmented right now. We know Philadelphia is talented but not always focused. So I still like Toronto out of the East.
Yeah, they always find a way, but now they've got Kawhi, like you said. So there's that. You got to talk right now about maybe Kawhi could use a little testosterone.
Nope, he clearly couldn't use that. He's doing fine. James is doing fine. Players who are not allowed to have treatments are not going to have treatments, okay, Commissioner Silver? That's not what we're saying here. But what I am saying is maybe you used to go play ball a lot. Maybe you were the one that was in the gym playing all the time when you were in your 20s and 30s, and now that you're in your 40s or your 50s, whatever the case may be, you just don't have that same energy level. You don't have the same stamina. You don't have the same muscle mass. You just can't do it. And you feel like, man, I see other guys out there doing it. I just can't do it. Well, maybe the low testosterone is a problem. Maybe your testosterone level doesn't allow you to maintain that lean muscle mass. Maybe the muscle mass has turned into belly flab, and you go work out. You're just not seeing the same results. Maybe you don't have the energy to go out there and live your life on the weekends. You're just trying to recoup and recover on the weekends. What kind of life are you living? If you're always in couch potato phase, you're not living your best life. Live your best life by getting your testosterone where it needs to be. Increase your drive at the workplace. Increase your libido. Increase your ability to get your workouts in and see results. After 2 or 3 months, you're going to see big results if you're out there working out and you've got your testosterone level where it's supposed to be. Men's T Clinic will test you and get you to your optimal levels. All you have to do is go to a clinic, and they will have your results within minutes. MensTClinic.com, 4 locations in the Houston area. Find the one nearest you at MensTClinic.com.